Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Golf with the Masters this year at Geneva National Golf Club in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Recently voted Golf Digest top 25 Buddy's Golf Trip destinations in America. During select dates in 2015, play two rounds of golf and enjoy an overnight stay at one of their three lodging options for free. The perfect Golf Buddy's package. Take advantage of this special offer and enjoy time on their three legendary courses designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. Also, be sure to enjoy their Memorial Day specials running May 22nd through the 26th. For more info on Lake Geneva's premier golf experience, visit GenevaNationalResort.com.
To your left, you'll notice Mesopotamia's indigenous cultures. And to your right, the food court, serving up gourmet hot dogs and an assortment of cold beverages.
Bored with your weekends? Add a little excitement to your life at Arlington International Racecourse. World-class horse racing and premier entertainment. Arlington provides an engaging experience you can't find anywhere else. Make us part of your Memorial Day weekend plans. Visit arlingtonpark.com for tickets.
There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Find the best deals for your spring projects in Menards Spring Catalog. Brighten up your home with light bulbs by Fight Electric. Replace a 60-watt incandescent with a soft white dimmable LED light bulb. It'll save you energy and lasts up to 16 years. A two-pack is only $9.99. While you're shopping, register for your chance to win a Ford Fusion Hybrid. Saving you big money on all of your home improvement needs, Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop one of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name products in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And during the month of May, Sam's Club has a special offer for active and former members of the U.S. military and their families. Join or renew and receive both a $15 gift card and free groceries, including free rotisserie chicken, five cheese macaroni, and gourmet cookies. Don't miss out. Offer ends May 31st. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Buy down in lieu of rebates.
Hawks fans, as the Blackhawks battle the Ducks in the Western Conference Final, keep it right here for expert analysis, breaking postseason news, and your reaction too. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Just past 5 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Blackhawks ready to go for Game 3 at the UC tonight, about 2 hours from now on the west side. Fatigue an issue for both teams. Won the longest game in franchise history the other night, and Joel Quenneville says that Christopher Stieg could eventually play in this series.
Well, he's had a great week of practicing. I think he's not happy. I think he wants to play in the worst way and keeps himself and puts himself in a position to be a candidate to get in the lineup. You know, we've had some decisions along the way here. I know you know, last game we could have inserted him, but we'll see. I like his approach. I told him we expect him in this series.
In the meantime, the Blackhawks have yet to lose in the postseason at home, a perfect 5-0 mark on the West Side. It'll be the first game at United Center for the Hawks in 18 days. Cubs are out West tonight down in San Diego. Kyle Hendricks will take the ball for the Northsiders. He is still winless on the season. Tribune reporting today, Tom Ricketts has bought another three rooftops, all three of them on Sheffield Avenue towards the right field foul pole. White Sox hosting the Tribe tonight. John Danks going against Danny Salazar in that one. Getaway day in the big leagues. Diamondbacks beating the Marlins earlier 7-6. Arizona a four-game sweep of the Marlins. And Dan Jennings, how's it going? 0-4 so far. The Marlins were 0-7 on the homestand. Mets shutting out the Cardinals today. 5-0. Jake DeGrom, 8 shutout innings, 11 strikeouts. He allowed a base hit in the first, and that was it. He retired the next 23 batters he faced. Tigers ended up beating the Astros today in 11 innings, 6-5. They blew a 5-0 lead in this one. Mariners and Orioles are tied right now in the eighth, tied at 4 in Baltimore. Bottom 7, the Rockies with a 7-3 lead on the Phillies in Denver, and the Giants with a 2-0 lead on the Dodgers. Top of the 7th in San Francisco. Madison Bumgarner, 1-for-17 at the plate this year. He homers off Clayton Kershaw on a first-pitch fastball in that one. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Del Frisco's Steakhouse, Chicago baseball's favorite restaurant. And join 670 The Score's Steve Rosenblum and Matt Abaticola broadcasting live Saturday at Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville on Route 176. That's from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep. I'm Matt Rodewald. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score tonight, 6:35, when the White Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Liberty Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Libertyville. LibertyAutoCity.com.
I don't even know where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
And I'm getting tired of talking about this. Johnny Knox texted me this morning wondering where this crap comes from.
Hey, buddy.
If you guys keep making this stuff up and bringing this stuff up, you're going to deal with me.
Buddy.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I said I will read it. Don't you tell me what I need to say and what I don't need to say.
Who are you crapping?
Who are you crapping?
You're telling the lies, you're putting it down, you're starting to make me cry.
It seems like there's so much BS out there. I mean, I don't know who's making that crap up.
It's like last week you guys had a call and he said, you know what, farmer, who are you crapping? And then it gets on my hair.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seemed resigned to the fit after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Crap me. No.
Crappin' brought to you by Sport Clips with 70 Chicagoland locations. It's good to be a guy. As always, limit this to something someone said, not something someone did. And if you run too long, you don't get to the point, you're meandering about.
I got the shotgun.
That's what's going to happen.
And you know the rules for political craps, that they're fine as long as they're not just plainly only partisan. As long as they stick to the script as far as the essence of what this segment is, then everybody is fair
game. We're all good.
So we'll get started with Northside Pimp on who you're crapping on the score.
God.
What's happening, Cat Daddy? Welcome Pimp to the show.
Well, it's our show.
Listen. After game one of the Bulls' victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers, Chuck told me that the Bulls was the best team in the Eastern Conference and they was going to win the series. Well, if that's true, then what was I watching last night? Because A, it wasn't the Bulls, and B, it was two teams that are clearly better than the Bulls. Charles Barkley, you ball-headed, jive-ass bastard. Who are you crapping?
That's a good start. Love it. Northside Chuck, you are next on Who You're Crapping on the Score.
This crap goes out to Hawk Harrelson, who on Sunday at 4:47 p.m., before making one of his many best-ever pronouncements, prefaced his pronouncements by stating, and I quote, "It's hard to call anyone the best." So at this time, I want to award Hawk Harrelson with the Best Preface Ever Award and ask him, Hawk, who you crapping?
That didn't take long.
I think somebody got him on that last week, right?
I think okay. So. Yeah, I want to say, but I it's hard to say. I'm
Michigan Matt says this Hollywood crap goes out to actress Felicity Huffman, interviewed on PBS about her series American Crime, yeah. A show where a home invasion, assault, and murder affects the lives of several people. Huffman described the show as it's like Seven Samurai, where you see everything from 360 degrees. Felicity, the film Rashomon is about a murder of a samurai, told from four different points of view. The accused, the wife, the dead samurai, and the outsider. By your logic, if American Crime were actually like Seven Samurai, the parents of the victims would have hired Seven Ronin to avenge the crime. Felicity Huffman, get your Akira Kurosawa films straight.
I couldn't.
And who you crapping? This is Tom. He's in his car, and he is on the Score.
This is my first crap.
Good luck with your first crap.
This crap goes out to Bonnie Green, resident traffic guru. Morning after morning, I listen to your oh-so-enlightened traffic reports and scratch my head wondering where you come up with your numbers. It's as if you draw two cards, numbers 1 through 6, face down on the table, and that's the time 53 into Congress. For example, Monday, 39 minutes, actual 116. Tuesday, 41 minutes, actual 110. She did redeem herself today with 34 minutes and an actual time of 55. Bonnie Green's traffic reports make Chicago's weather reporters look like Nostradamus. I feel like I'm watching a David Copperfield show where he makes an elephant disappear. I know it's a bunch of crap, but I just keep watching. So, Bonnie Green, who you crapping?
That's a first, isn't it?
This is Pete, who says, this is one for David Haw. This happens when he tries to write about hockey. And recapping Sunday's loss to the Ducks, Haw acknowledged that many would be calling for the replacement of beleaguered understudy D-man David Rundblad, who'd been directly involved in giving up the first two Anaheim goals. But no, he was there to offer some truly special insight to set Hawks fans straight. Those fluent in Q-speak heard support for the status quo. Wow, fluent in Q-speak. I wonder what words he was able to decipher to divine that no changes were forthcoming. Thankfully, he shared them with us. Quenville said, I think we're fine. Wow. Did I say wow yet? Because I'm going to say it again. Wow. Quenville says, we're fine. And then Haw can parse through the dense, highly technical comment and figure out that the Hawks are fine. David, send the secret decoder ring back to wherever you bought it. And who you crapping? In Plainfield, here is Joe on who you crapping on the Score.
Hey, guys.
Say, Joe.
This crap